The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 7 minutes past 10 o'clock, and our guest in the studio today, Lewis from Thumbworks, part of Michigan Works. We have our own little name as Thumbworks for the Upper Thumb area. We're going to be talking about some of the programs they've got coming up, including a resume fair. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Craig. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
And first of all, give us a little background what Thumbworks does.
Actually,
just to get us going.
All right. Thumbworks is actually a Michigan Works agency in the Thumb area. Our goal is to provide pertinent services to job seekers, employers, and businesses alike, and in help keeping them current and moving towards today's trends. And we're always coming up, or at least trying to be innovative in the services that we provide to help meet that goal that we have as an agency, Craig.
So it evolves. When we had all the auto industry changeover, you were helping displaced workers, and then you go on to other things as the markets evolve.
Exactly. And we are finding that our services have expanded over the years to become services more so for the general public, or more general public activities included, as well as for the individuals that fit into some of the program guidelines that we must follow for some of the programs. So basically, we have something for everybody.
As long as you're looking for work or needing to fill jobs, you're one of the first places to stop.
You bet. We like to have you there. You're customer. You're always in one of the friendly places when you're in our service centers. And even if you are not in a job market or a businessman, if we have services, if you want to get cozied up with new technology and computers, and if that's part of the older generation like I am and you're not real comfortable with new technologies, we have workshops for that too, and Craig, most everything that we offer is free of charge.
Now, one of the things coming up is your resume fair, and it is said resume. It's kind of like French as opposed to resume, which is the way you'd read it in English. But you have a resume fair coming up when?
Resume fair, the first one that we're having is actually going to be 2 weeks from today, Wednesday, February 27th, and it's going to be at the Huron Area Technical Center from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock in the morning. Open entry, open exit. If you're in the area, you're saying, I'd like to have somebody look at my resume, or I really don't know what a resume is supposed to be about, stop in. You'll get a lot of professional assistance, and you will walk away with a typed resume as well as one of the little flash drives that you can carry with you, pop in a computer anywhere, and you'll have your resume accessible at that point in time.
Would people be, outdated if they thought a resume, as it used to be 20 years ago, is going to work in today's business climate?
Well, yes, nothing is ever stays the same. We're finding that more and more employers are asking for resumes, and we're also finding that more and more people do not have a resume or are kind of unsure what a resume actually is. A resume in layman's language is nothing more than a picture of yourself, your employment history, and your skills on a piece of paper. And that's all it is. And for some reason, we as human beings are easy to point out our weaknesses and things that we can't do and things that we don't like. But when you ask somebody to say, okay, point out your skills, point out your strengths and your weaknesses, that's pretty tough to do. And with some coaching and with some folks that can guide you along to get you on the right track to help you identify those skills, you'd be amazed at the amount of skills that the person in the general population has as far as skills that they can offer to the right employer, Craig.
Do people make the mistake of thinking, longer must be better? You know, man, I'll put everything in this thing. It'll be 8 pages long. They're going to think, oh my gosh, this is the most able person on the planet.
Actually, brevity works a lot better for you. If you can get an employer to look at your whole resume, to read your whole resume, if you can get them past that first critical 20 seconds, then you know that you've got a good resume. With the inundation that employers are getting now with resumes, very few of them can sit back in their chair and read every one of them page to page. That's why if you can get them past the first 20 seconds and have a resume that points out the skills that you can offer them, then that's where you need to be, and that's what these resume fairs are designed to do.
So that means not putting "I was born here" and, you know, "went to school here," all this at the beginning. You've got to hit them with what they want to see right off the bat.
That's right. You've got to let them know what you can do for them. Now, that warm, cozy information, that can be saved for the interview. It's time to, get to know the employer better, and a time for the employer to get you better, or to know you better. But right now, the resume has one purpose and one purpose only, Craig, and that's to get you the interview. That's the only purpose the resume serves.
Do you need to make it eye-catching? Or, because we've had some fancy ones come in here, and, you know, they do catch your eye, but I don't know if they actually result in a job at the end.
As we had talked before, maybe if you are going for a graphic arts design position, and, the fancy headers on the top of your resume may work to your advantage. But also keep in mind the general public, and for days, today's 99% of the employers, they are just looking for a simple piece of paper with simple skills, skills and brevity, and they want to know what you can do for them. Matter of fact, there's another reason for keeping it simple. Many employers have so many resumes and applications that they have to go through, they hire out a service, and it's called a scanning service for resumes. Simply, they punch in what keywords that they are looking for within a resume. The resume goes through a shuffling process. It's automatically read. And if those words are contained in the resume, it spits that resume out for the employer to look at further. So it needs to be in a very simple format so that the scanner doesn't get confused. And, it's as simple as that.
Fancy fonts and differing colors here and there are just going to confuse the machine.
It's going to confuse the machine. There's really no need to put your resume on fancy paper. Certainly don't include your photograph on top of the resume, as we have seen many, many times. And just keep it simple. And, that certainly is the best way to do it. And also, your resume is also the first impression that the employer is going to be getting of the person submitting it. So you want that first impression to be a positive one. There's an old toothpaste commercial from years back that says you only get one chance to make a first impression, and how true that is. So make sure your resume is clean, neat, easy to read. Try to stay away from italic fonts. Those are tougher to read for some individuals, and just keep it simple. Bold some of the words that you want the employer to see, and to put it out there and let it work for you. That's your work tool.
Is there a way to know if a resume is working other than getting a job? I mean, do you gauge it by how many responses you get to go into for interviews? I mean, I guess the only way you know it's working is the results.
That's true. And what you had just mentioned is the best gauge as to whether your resume is working. If you are not getting what we call hits or interests from employers, like phone calls and texts, we want to talk with you. If you're sending it out and you're not getting that information back within 30 days, then it's time to look at your resume and say, what am I doing wrong? And continue to tweak it until you get it right and somebody takes a look at it and actually wants to talk with you further. But it's an ongoing process. You don't make a resume in 2013 and pull that same resume out in 2017 and say, this is good enough because I really haven't gained any more skills in 4 years. That's not true. We're always picking up skills, Craig.
Is it a no-no to call to see if your resume got there? In one way you'd think, oh, well, this shows I'm eager for the job, and another way you're pestering the person that may not have opened their email yet today. If you know what I mean, it could backfire, it could work, I don't know.
It's a fine line. I certainly wouldn't pester the employer by calling every day or on the hour, every hour. But it's a wise idea to find out.
No one wants a stalker.
It's a wise idea to follow up with your resume just to show interest to the employer that you do want that job. And by the way, you know, when you got that employer on the phone, that's always another opportunity to sell yourself in a brief fashion to say, please look at my resume. I believe I have the skills that you want. I can do this, this, and this. Keep that conversation short, but perk the interest of the employer. There's an old phrase. It says, cream always rises to the top. Now, picture yourself as a businessman. You have a position available, and you've advertised for it. And to your left-hand side, you've got a stack of resumes a foot tall. And you're saying to yourself, I'm busy. I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to look at all of these. I'll look at them as I get to it. Imagine yourself how much you would appreciate it if somebody were to call you and say, I'm interested in the position. I just want to know if you've received my resume because I'm really interested. That resume all of a sudden has risen to the top. It's the cream of the pile of resumes. And that is actually helping the employer make a decision by looking for your particular resume, knowing that you've got the desire and the capacity and the will to work. And really, that's all employers are looking for today, is the will to work, because most will train you the way that they want you to be trained so that you can fit into their culture.
Is it important to get through to the person who's going to make the decision and not just ask the secretary if it got there? I mean, there may be some interaction between the two, but I'm sure not every phone call that comes in is relayed, you know, as it came in like that.
That's a tough question. Certainly, in a lot of cases, secretaries are the frontline defense for the hiring position. The best you can do is to make that call and to hope that the secretary or the receptionist or whoever picks up that phone will relay the message. That's the best you can hope for, Greg.
Or is voicemail a no-no? Should you not leave that type of message on a voicemail?
If it's absolutely impossible to have somebody live pick up that phone, by all means, leave the voicemail message.
But again, brief and positive toward yourself.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, you have the resume fair. What's basically going to happen there? What do people need to bring? Do they need to bring an old resume? Or if they don't have one, do they need to bring certain things with them so that you make sure that all the skills they have, you know, isn't just on the top of their head, but you might be able to find more?
Okay, good question. What we would like to work with is, if you do have a current resume or an old resume, that will help us to find out what some of your aptitudes are, what some of your skill interests are. If you've never had one, jot down where you've worked before, some of the things that you did in that particular job, and most important, is that the type of work that you want to continue to be doing? If you have decided, boy, I've been in this particular vocation for years, I am now unemployed, it's time to change my job outlook, then let us know that as well, because we can identify skills that you have, skills that you've developed in the past, and make them transferable skills, Craig, to a new position. Many, many skills transfer over. They may not be called the same thing, but, you know, a horse is a horse no matter what you call it, and they can be used in the new type of environment, job environment.
To a certain extent, do you have to tweak a resume to the job position you're seeking? If you have a number of skills, you're going to put the most important ones at the top, but maybe some of your lesser skills are the ones they're really going to be looking for. Do you need to tweak it to the position you're actually seeking rather than having a general resume that I just send out to everybody?
You should always tailor your resume to the employer or the type of work that you're looking for. And in a lot of cases, it's not necessarily reworking the whole resume. It's a matter of just changing that first line or your objective. In 90% of the cases, that's all you have to do. But again, you know, you've got to get that employer's interest right off the bat. And the part of the resume which we call the objective is the first way to get the employer's attention. If you have a very vague objective that says seeking employment in an area where I can utilize my skills and genuinely show my customer service skills, you have put the employer in a position of trying to decide right off the bat if he has a position within his organization where he could use you. That's not fair to the employer. So don't put them in the position of having to make the decision of where to put you. State right off the bat as part of your objective in a one sentence or two sentence thing, I am seeking employment as a press operator. I am seeking employment as a retail customer service representative. Make it factual as to what type of job you are looking for within that employer. And by the way, if you're not sure what types of positions are available with any given business, you haven't done your homework. You need to find out what positions they have available, if they have openings for that particular position, or if you are sending out a blind or a cold resume, as we call it, that they at least have positions within that business where your resume will fall for a particular position.
In today's age, where do you look for jobs? Is it still just the newspaper, or is online a better way to go? There are online places that just do nothing but have job openings available around the country. Is that a good way to start? Or because a lot of people, when they're looking for a job, aren't looking to necessarily have to move. And I think that's why the newspaper gets to be one of the first places they look in the want ads.
Newspapers always have been and still are a source of finding help wanted ads. However, with technology, emails, a lot of employers will only accept and advertise through electronic postings. For example, Talent Connect, which, we have available in our service centers. But what we are finding to be true, especially over the last year, is social media. The number of job openings and the number of candidates that are posting resumes and getting information on open positions within an employer are through Facebook. And believe it or not, we utilize Facebook as an agency to help the employers advertise some of their job postings and to just distribute a lot of postings, and it's on Facebook, and it's surprising. We have currently on Facebook right now anywhere from positions for physician assistants, PAs, to entry-level positions at McDonald's restaurants and everything in between. And to find out more about us and just join us, like us on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/ThumbWorks, and that gets you to our Facebook page, and there are a lot of job opportunities, and they're being changed and updated every day.
And we hear the horror stories about social media and jobs, where people post stuff on a Facebook page that is not very flattering or something a boss is going to want to see. Do you need to clean that up? Do you, because if you're getting them off of Facebook, odds are they're looking at Facebook, in my opinion.
By all means, Facebook is not only a dream for an employer to be able to post help wanted ads, it's also a dream for an employer to be able to search out individuals that have applied for positions within their organizations, and a nightmare for those individuals that during the course of their events at parties, whatever it might be, a new piercing, a new tattoo to show off, it's all out there. Be careful what you put on Facebook. Once it hits the airwaves, it's out there for good for anybody to see, and that includes employers. So please be very, very professional, and young adults especially. If you're in school now or college, there's going to come a day when you are applying for a position, and there will come a day where somebody may find what you have done in the past that you are not proud of, and it may come back to haunt you. And that's more or less not necessarily words from a ThumbWorks representative, but from a father. And so please, please, and everybody too, not only kids, but adults, you can be exposed on Facebook in ways that you don't want to be. So please, please be careful on what you do and what you say.
And check the privacy settings if it's just for your select group or if it's going out to everybody.
That's very true, Craig. Very true.
Okay. Getting back to the resumes, how is that going to be done that day? The people are going to show up. They're going to basically sit down with somebody, I assume, and kind of jawbone about what they can do and what their skills are and past history and away they go?
Okay, let me tell you how it's planned. Now, keep in mind that this is the first time we've ever tried this. Actually,
is this called Best Laid Plans?
Best Laid Plans, yep. And actually, this is the first one of four that we're planning in different regions or in different areas around our region. We foresee that folks will come in, bring us some information about themselves. There will be resume experts, specialists at the event that will help them prepare their rough draft on a form. Then they will take that to a student. By the way, the business students at the Huron Area Technical Center have volunteered some of their time to help us out in this venture. And we're very appreciative for, the Technical Center to volunteer their students for this. They will actually be doing the typing of the resumes for the individuals. So an individual will come in empty-handed or have some rough notes with them, and by the time they leave, they will have a professional-looking typed resume, and they'll also come out with a flash drive, free of charge flash drive that they can carry with them, plug into any computer, and presto, they've got immediate access to their resume.
In digital form.
In digital form, yep.
And basically, having the students from the tech center help out allows the personnel you're going to bring and the person who's coming in to just basically have the conversation without, okay, let me get that in there. Okay, let me get that in there.
Yes.
The student will take it all down as they're going, and then they review it at the end to see that it's right, and everybody's done.
Everybody's done. That, in an ideal situation, that is the laid plan. Now, as I say, there might be some deviation in it, and hopefully, things will go as planned. But in any event, if you come in to the resume fair between 9 and 11, you're going to leave with a typewritten resume on flash drive. Guaranteed.
Is it an appointment necessary? Is it come as you come? How are you working that?
No appointments necessary. If you happen to be in the area and say, I've heard about this, I don't have a resume, or I do and I'd like to have somebody look at it, certainly stop in. If you have the opportunity to register beforehand, if you could just give our Huron County Service Center a jingle, then we'll at least know how many materials to bring with us. And they can be reached at area code 989-269-2311. And that's our Huron Area Service Center.
Okay, and Will you have people who may need a more specialized resume? Would you have extra help for them, depending on the type of job or skill set they have?
By all means. We actually have a weekly service in all of the service centers. It's called Resume Assistance.
It's like going to get your taxes done. You may have a simple form, or you may have a whole mess of forms that are really going to be needed to get you through.
That's a good analogy. Very good analogy. Some folks have a very varied work history. They may have a lot of skills, have worked at a lot of places, picked up a lot of different qualifications. And if they feel more comfortable in having a one-on-one hour-long session with a resume specialist, appointments are available at any of the service centers we have in the four county area. The only disadvantage is the resume specialists give them their resume in a rough draft format and say, if you have a friend or if you want to type this out, then this is something you have to do. But it's an hour-long session, and it's a very thorough session, and we're kind of proud of the product we produce in them, Craig.
Now, I imagine when putting a resume together, the people are not going to be offering advice as to what skills they might want to need to make themselves a little more employable. You probably have other programs for that to help counsel people that way. I mean, if you don't have the typing skills, they're just exclude you from a whole slate of jobs.
Yeah, we do have programs. We do have workshops for that. Before we touch on that, just let me say the idea that a resume is something really eloquent is something that only certain people can put together. It's not true. Everybody has the capability of producing their own resume. It's simply you on a piece of paper that I had mentioned before. In your writing exercises, or if you remember and paying attention in school that day when they were talking about every paper or every article or everything you write should answer the five W's, the who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes how, to give a complete picture. Essentially, your resume is doing that. It covers who you are, why you want that type of job, what do you want as far as the job, how will you get the job done, where have you gone to school, and where have you worked before. It's that easy. And if people can just keep that mindset that this is all that it really is, that's really all there is, and you just put it in a format and get those skills right out there for the employer to see. They're not really interested so much in a history book, you know, where you have worked in the past, unless it directly relates to the type of skills that you need to apply for this position. But after they that objective on your resume, hit them with a skill area. So let them know what you can do for them with the minimal amount of training. And again, your whole purpose of that resume is to get the interview with the employer.
Okay.
Now back to the other. Now back to the other area.
Brush up or get some kind of help to make what they put in a resume look a little better. You have programs for that as well.
Yes, we do. Matter of fact, we were talking about the ability to have their resumes typed. We have some weekly workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And one is called TechnoBytes, which is given weekly in our service centers. And the idea of TechnoBytes is to get you cozied up kind of to the world of technology through computer usage. If you have absolutely no idea what a computer is, how it's used, how many programs are on it, if you don't know how to email, if you don't know how to get on a search engine, if you want some coaching as to how to develop a document in Word, which by the way is what we recommend that resumes are put on, a Word document, some basic things on Excel, things that folks that are not really computer literate and they're a little bit hesitant to push the first button on the keyboard, this is the workshop that's designed for them. And again, it's offered weekly in our service centers. We had talked earlier briefly about ways that job postings are advertised nowadays and had mentioned the online things. There's another workshop that we have that's called Online Job Search. And in this brief workshop, you will find ways to get your resume online, ways to use the search engine, ways to optimize words, proper ways of email etiquette, just a lot of information in a short workshop. In these two workshops, the Online Job Search and the TechnoBytes, every week, every service center, free of charge. And we welcome folks to come in and utilize this. Very patient, understanding, and knowledgeable instructors for all of these sessions.
I was wondering, with the online job search, do you have to use like keywords so that when they're searching for certain people in jobs, it kind of flags you a little bit? I mean, these are little things that I would think that, you know, the average person might not know how best to use to get the results they want.
By all means, you know, I will say you will learn in the workshop keywords to use, and it's just a great way to find out more about how to make an effective job search online.
Okay. And you do offer some other things. I know you wanted to talk about some of the other things that are coming up. You have a job hunt club, which obviously you're trying to get people employed, which is basically a lot of you do.
This is also one of our newest features, an actual online job hunt club. It's an interactive webcast. We have it the third Wednesday of every month in the evening hours. And so after supper, if you want to just sit back and from the convenience of your computer, be part of a job club, this is the service that you will want to attend.
What basically do they, are they showing job offerings, or because I know you have the reverse, the reverse where people will do an online interview.
Yep.
But is this kind of the opposite, where people who have jobs are getting the word out to people who are interested?
Not so much job listings, but ways of finding employment and things that are all either employer, that would be of interest to employers, or to job seekers. For example, in the past, the Job Hunt Club has included topics like pre-employment testing and home health care jobs. The facts about private staffing agencies, creating effective online profiles, job fairs, the live ones, the online ones. In this month, matter of fact, next Wednesday evening, they're going to be talking with placement personnel from various colleges in the area. And what exactly do they do when a college says they have a placement office? What exactly do they do? And the ladies which facilitate this are just wonderful. They do their homework. They're easy to talk with. They giggle. It's really homesy. But they do their homework, and they have talked with placement personnel from Saginaw Valley State University, Delta College, Baker College, St. Clair College, and Mott Community College. And they will actually be showing their interviews with these personnel. And again, Craig, to get on to the Job Hunt Club, it is an interactive website, so you can view it, and then you can also type in questions to the moderators. And they're live right on the spot. They'll be able to communicate answers to those questions to the people that are typing them in. So it's a wonderful event, and it's growing, and we're proud of it. And again, it's there'll be something for everybody. And if you have a topic that you would like to see on the Job Hunt Club, type in that suggestion too. We're open to about anything. And simply get online and go to, let me find the address here. It's livestream.com/thumbworks1. And I know I've been tossing out phone numbers and website addresses and stuff. If you haven't had the ability to jot it down, go to our website. All of this information is available on our website at thumbworks.org.
And basically, when this thing is going on, you kind of log in with either your name or your whatever username you want to use on the system, and in case you're worried your boss might be on there and seeing your job hunting, and then you can get involved that way.
Yep, absolutely. Login, requirements, and then you're off to the races. You're in.
Terrific, and that's once a month?
Once a month, the third Wednesday evening of every month from 5 until 7 p.m.
Okay, and you, of course, the other thing you have is the virtual job fair, which if people are seeking employment, they do an online job interview basically and gets it out there to the prospective employers who tune in to watch.
Yep, this has become from an experiment to a staple product and service of the Thumbworks agency. We offer the opportunity for over 200 businesses the last Tuesday of every month to join us on an online live webcast to view interviews with prospective job seekers. And they come from all arenas, they come from all backgrounds. These people definitely want to find work, and they have taken the opportunity to interview for 3 to 5 minutes with a professional interviewer on camera so that they can reach those 200 plus businesses in hopes of finding a job. It's a great service for the business community, and it's a great service for those seeking employment. Craig, I don't know of any other place where you could go and spend 3 to 5 minutes of your time and reach over 200 employers online, have it interviewed. And the types of interview questions come directly from the job candidate's resumes. So you know immediately as an employer their backgrounds, the type of skills they possess. And it's been wonderful. It's wonderful. It's a good time. It's kind of fun to see the jitters on the people that are being interviewed at the time and that sigh of relief at the end. But it's a good experience for everybody. And we certainly encourage employers to contact our agency to get registered, to be able to see the online or the virtual job fairs. And we certainly encourage the job seekers to register to participate in the event. The next one is going to be Tuesday morning, February 26th. And they start at 9:30 and they conclude at noon and they go back to back to back. And the other feature of this is if you're an employer and you can't attend this particular time because of other time constraints or being out of the office, whatnot, these interviews are archived on our website for 30 days, so you can always go back within that 30-day period and see those candidates and their interviews.
And basically, your interviewer asks questions, and if they're interested, they contact you to get them in touch with the potential job applicant.
Actually, if an employer has an interest in a candidate, they will email the moderator, who is on computer at that time, to request that particular person's resume, and the moderator will email that resume to the employer, and hopefully a great long-lasting marriage between employer and job candidate has been created.
In today's society, we better come up with something better than marriage. Because some of them don't last too long.
Well, let's just call it a commitment for a while. So.
Okay. You also have a pesticide thing coming up. I know the farmers are you know, always looking to up their credits and to get everything in line, especially with the season getting ready to start, and they want to do it in the off season when they're not out in the field. So it seems timely and ready to go.
Yep, it is, exactly. I believe this is the third year that we've offered this, and it has become very popular. It's a half-day event. And it's going to be conducted on Thursday, February 28th, from 8:30 in the morning until 12:30. And it is a pesticide safety class where we bring in experts in the fields of applications of pesticides, pesticide storage, understanding chemical labels, record keeping for it. Pesticides, you know, it's becoming more and more documents involved in that. And also, if you attend this session, you become eligible to receive pesticide credentials to be able to apply pesticides in the spring. So it's a half-day event. It's a good chance for farmers to get together for a half day to chaw the fat or whatever goes on. And at the end of that, they are eligible for pesticide credits.
That they have to keep up if they want to keep using pesticides. Yep. And it also works for the MEEP program and others in there as well for their practices and such. So it's not just for the pesticide certification, but also for some of these other programs that farms around here have been working towards.
By all means.
And again, the resume fair, that's what we wanted to push. That's coming up the 27th of February, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Huron Area Tech Center. No appointment needed. I hope I'm getting
correct.
This all right.
Correct. You're correct so far. Keep going, Craig.
No appointment needed. Stop on in. If you have an old resume, bring it in with you. They'll update it and add to the skills that you had when you made that out in the 1960s. And hopefully when you leave, you'll end up with your little flash drive and your written resume that'll be good for you for at least a couple of months, almost a year, before you may have to re-update it again.
True enough.
They'll show you how it's done and how to keep it updated.
True enough. And let me point out, if you have never worked for somebody else, if you have been self-employed, or if you have been a farmer are a farmhand and have never worked for anybody else and can't bring in a list of previous employers, don't stay away. Come anyway. You've got skills. We want to point those skills out. And it's open to everybody.
You worked on a farm. You've got skills from repairing machinery to doing the books to doing everything. I mean, there's a lot that goes on there that people really don't think of as a skill that you're doing every day.
That's right, Craig. Everybody has got skills they can offer to the right employer, and we want to help them identify those. So come on down.
Well, thanks for coming out today, Jerome. What is the number down in Marlette for the main office, which can tell you about all the programs, and the number up here in Bad Axe for if you want to let them know you're coming to the resume fair?
All right. You can actually call either number. The Marlette number is area code 989-635-3561. The local service center here in Bad Axe is area code 989-269-2311. Or you can go to the ThumbWorks website, thumbworks.org, and get the same information.
And if you're seeking a job or if you're an employer and have a job, one of the first places to contact would be you folks to get you on the right path.
We would appreciate that.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity, Craig.
Our guest today on the program has been Jerome Lewis. He's with ThumbWorks, part of Michigan Works. And we've been talking about the resume fair. Again, that's coming up February 27th here on Area Tech Center, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. No appointment needed. Stop on out and walk home with a resume in hand. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Keep it here at WLEW.